Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Mila year-to-date June 2016 financial results conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session, during which, if you wish to ask a question, you will need to press star 1 on your telephone. Please be advised that this conference is being recorded today, August 4th, 2016. I would now like to turn the call over to your speaker today, Bobby Sarkar. Thank you. Please go ahead.
Good morning, everyone. This is Bobby Sarkar. I'm the head of research at QNB Financial Services. Welcome, everyone, to the Milaha YTD Q2 2016 financial results conference call. With me today, we have Akram Iswaisi, who is Executive VP of Finance and Investments at Milaha, and Sami Shetaya, who is the VP of Financial Planning and Analysis at Milaha. We'll start with a brief presentation, and then we'll move over to Q&A. Akram, please go ahead.
Thank you, Bobby. Actually, this is Sami, so I'm gonna start things off. Thank you, callers,
sure,
for joining in. I will start off with the consolidated financial results for the first half of 2016. Operating revenues came in at $1.387 billion compared to $1.50 billion for the same period in 2015, for a decrease of 8% year-over-year. Operating profit for the first half of 2016 was $371 million compared to $442 million for the same period in 2015, for a decrease of 16% year-over-year. And net profit for the first half of 2016 was $553 million compared to $651 million for the same period in 2015, for a decrease of 15% year-over-year. To get into the segments details, I'll start off with Maritime and Logistics. Overall revenue was down 7% year-over-year, with the majority of the decrease coming from our port services unit. There are several moving parts within port services, so I'll get into the main ones, really. Number one, we saw a steep decline in overall RoRo, general project, and bulk cargo volumes. Number two, if you recall on prior calls, we made note that the tariff for storage was changed towards the beginning of 2015 by the government. That tariff essentially reduced the number of free days to pick up cargo from what was previously 10 days down to 3 days. When that decision was made, many consignees were not able to get their cargo out within 3 days, so they incurred storage charges, which Milaha obviously benefited from. Consignees are now better prepared, customs clearance is faster, and the overall storage times have come down significantly, which impacted our revenue. Number three, TEU volumes have grown 6%, which helped offset some of the declines I just mentioned. In our container shipping unit, import volumes rose 29%, with newly acquired customers on the Jabal Ali Doha route helping, as well as increasing business out of our India route. Despite strong volumes, rates continue to face pressure, which impacts margins. On the expense side, overall costs came down. We had additional container shipping expenses related to the 29% volume increase, but those were more than offset by the fact that in 2015, we took a 38 million real impairment on our bulk vessel, whereas this year we did not. On to offshore, revenues decreased 12%, with most of that coming from our diving and commercial units. The diving unit came in lower, largely due to the delayed mobilization of one of our vessels, Halul 41. That vessel was due to commence a 5-year contract mid-February, but was delayed until the last week of March, so that impacted the numbers. Our commercial unit came in lower due to lower utilizations and rate pressure that the entire industry has really been facing. Expenses overall came in lower as fewer utilized vessels translated into fewer personnel-related expenses. Moving on to gas and petrochem, overall revenue increased by 56%, with the vast majority of that driven by the two LNG vessels we increased our stake in towards the second half of 2015. Partially offsetting that, we had a reduction of 11 million reals coming from our product tankers, which are exposed to spot rates that have come down considerably. Similarly, on the expense side, the two LNG vessels contributed the majority of the 59 million real increase. Non-operating income decreased by 32 million, with 26 million of that from the additional finance expenses related to the two LNG vessels. On to our trading segment, they posted a 24% revenue and 53% net profit decline year over year. A substantial slowdown in project activity hurt our equipment sales unit, and lower oil prices impacted our bunker sales unit. Related cost of sales for each of those two units similarly came down. And last but not least, our capital segment. Starting with investments, we had 43 million reals in lower dividends and 28 million in lower held for trading returns. Our Qatar Quarry subsidiary posted 19 million in lower revenue, along with a decrease of 25 million in cost of goods sold. And lastly, our real estate unit posted slightly higher rental income from higher occupancy levels. That essentially sums up our operations, bringing us once again to an overall net income of 553 million. And with that, I'll now turn it over to Akram, who will go over our outlook.
Thank you very much, Sammy. With respect to our outlook for the rest of the year, Malaha Maritime and Logistics, we expect our TEU volume growth to continue to be positive. However, we anticipate that growth will slow down slightly relative to the same period last year. And as was alluded to earlier, the storage revenue was largely impacted the first half of the year. We expect the same momentum and the same trend to continue throughout the year. With respect to container shipping, we have seen and we expect to continue to see an increase in volume. However, due to competitive pricing pressures, we foresee that for the rest of the year we will see similar trends as we've seen in the first half of 2016, with margins being negatively impacted by the competitive pricing pressures. With respect to Malaha Offshore, our view on the offshore market remains somewhat pessimistic. The market remains depressed, and we anticipate that Halul will perform similarly for the rest of the year. Our main emphasis as it relates to Malaha Offshore is to remain focused on optimizing the fleet and managing costs as much as possible. But nonetheless, we anticipate the same performance for the rest of the year. With Malaha Gas and Petchem, this business unit is the volatility in that business unit is largely minimized by the fact that a large percentage of our revenue is fixed and tied to long-term contracts. However, we do have some volatilities as it relates to the five product tankers that we own, which are currently in the spot market. And currently, the global shipping market is experiencing some volatility. The product tanker market has been pointing, the trend has been pointing downwards. So we do expect some volatility as it relates to that segment. However, most of the other revenue generated in that segment is largely fixed. For example, VLGCs, the four VLGCs that are co-owned with Nakilat are on short to mid-term contracts. So as it relates to 2016, there is no volatility. LNG carriers on long-term contracts, fully owned LNG carriers on long-term contracts. We expect minimum volatility in this business unit depending on how basically the product tanker and the crude market performs for the rest of the year. With respect to Malaha Trading, this business unit was impacted largely by the slowdown in construction activities, and we expect that trend to continue throughout the year. Now, with respect to Malaha Capital, we expect an uptick in real estate income, driven largely by a major focus on increasing utilization in our income-producing assets. This business unit is also highly correlated to the Qatar Exchange performance. We expect a slight uptick towards the end of the year. However, it's tough to predict how the market will perform, but we'll remain positive with a positive outlook. Thank you very much. With that, I will hand it over to the operator for questions.
And at this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. We have no questions in queue at this time.
Hi, this is Bobby. Can you hear me?
Yes, Bobby, we can hear you.
Yeah, so I have a question. Could you just shed some more color as to what's happening with the port concession contract? You know, I guess we're, you know, the story is that the decision is expected anytime, but there have been delays, so what's going on there? Could you just shed some color, please? Thank you.
Bobby, this is Akram. Obviously, we can't comment on why the decision is being delayed because we are not the decision maker, obviously. But what we understand is there's still a lot of internal deliberation and discussion from the other side. So we're hearing positive things in the market, but unfortunately we can't really comment on the outcome because we really don't know. Now we expect to hear a decision soon over the next few months, maybe sooner than that, but unfortunately I can't comment because we really don't have any insight into exactly when that decision will be made.
Okay, thank you.
Operator, if there's no more calls, thank you everyone for joining. We look forward to your participation in next quarter's call. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
This does conclude today's conference call. You may now disconnect.